Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is Faye Hall. Faye, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Faye, I always ask everyone the same question when we first start off, and that is, how long have you lived in the area?
Well, I came when I was very young, okay. And I've been here 54 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So 54 years is a pretty long time to be in the area. Always been Fremont?
I lived in Fremont a couple years, and then I moved to Newark.
To Newark. Okay.
So I've been in Newark for 50 years.
What brought you to the area?
Well, actually, the first place I stopped was Prince of Peace.
Really?
Because I was sent here. I went to Concordia Portland and Concordia Seward.
Okay.
They sent me to Prince of Peace for a position to teach third and fourth grade.
Oh, okay. So now it's all coming together.
What's a little ironic is I had asked to go to one of the Northwest states or Colorado, and I specifically said, don't send me to California.
And here you are in California.
And that sort of was the beginning that God showed me that my plans were not necessarily his plans.
So how long did you teach at Prince of Peace?
Well, I only taught 2 years.
Okay.
And they were busy years, and I met and married my husband during those years.
Oh, okay.
And because of his relationship with the church, never having been attached to a church, he wanted me to stop teaching to have more time for him.
Mm.
We only had 5 faculty members, and we had all of the positions to fill.
Okay.
So I was busy.
I was here
7 days a week. I also played the organ on Sundays.
Oh, goodness. Did not know you were an organ player, too. Okay.
Well, that's sort of a hidden thing.
Not anymore.
And he asked me to stop teaching for a while.
Okay.
So, of course, I planned on going back, but that didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
God and he had other plans.
All right. So this leads into the next question then, I guess. So what was your favorite working experience or job?
Well, I started thinking back, and all of the things that God had me do prepared me for the next step.
Okay.
And as a child, I enjoyed working in the fields, even though it was hard work.
Okay.
With sugar beets, beans and potatoes, and picking rock. And then in college, I worked there in one of the development offices, and during the summers, I worked in a mortuary.
Huh. Wow.
And then, of course, I came to Fremont.
Yeah.
And all of these prepared me for different parts of my life and my work experiences. And then after my husband wanted me to stop teaching, I was put in and asked to fill in at the auto dealership where he was.
Hmm.
And I learned the responsibilities for every position in the office there.
Okay.
Which led to Dennis wanting to buy a motorcycle dealership. And he thought that I could run the office.
You could run the office, yeah.
And that was the only way he wanted to do it. So I was hesitant about that and didn't think that we could buy it in the first place, so didn't worry about it. But God made it happen.
Really?
And there again, God had different plans. I never did go back to teaching. And I found God has a sense of humor.
So how long were you doing the office thing for the motorcycle dealership?
Well, that's a long story. I was there for 8 years with Dennis, and our duties were separate.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the operations of the dealership, and I was in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of things that made it difficult, and finally I said, Dennis, I don't think I can do this anymore. And he said, well, we'll find an office manager to take some of your responsibilities.
Okay.
We had other people in the office. But about 2 months later, he suddenly died.
Oh, no. Okay.
And so we had all these employees, and they depended on the dealership for their livelihood.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I remember looking into their faces the day after he died. I went down to the dealership and told them, don't worry, you're going to be okay.
Okay.
God is going to get us through this.
All right.
And I went home praying to God. All right, I made a promise. Yeah. You better
back
fulfill
me up
it.
On it. Yeah.
And for another 10 years.
Really?
God and I did this together, and
oh, wow.
I should say God did it. And,
yeah.
And he brought a marvelous team of people for me. I do have to say, as hard as it was, that was my favorite.
Your favorite experience working, yeah.
Because I saw what God could do. I was out where, I was in a mission field.
Yeah.
I was with people I would have never got to know otherwise. Mm. And God used so many things. I saw miracles.
Yeah.
And I saw people who had that emptiness coming to think a motorcycle would fill it.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they needed was God in their lives.
Yeah.
And, oh, I have so many stories I could tell.
It sounds like you were really forced to just rely and trust on God.
Yeah, it really brings out the passage that when we are weak, God is strong.
Mm, right.
And through our weaknesses, others see God's strength.
Yeah.
And that's what I was able to share.
Well, that's wonderful.
And it was so good. And through it all, my daughters, well, we reminded each other together. And I had used the passage a lot, but boy, did they use it for me then. The Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Right.
In fact, they said, Mom, you know, he placed that passage in the Bible there, Philippians 4:13, because that's your birthday.
4:13?
Yeah. So anyway, we got through it, and it was a wonderful experience. And
That's interesting.
I miss the people. I run into different ones. And
I imagine they're still around, right?
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Faye. This past Sunday, Pastor Zell started a short series about God is for all generations and how we're doing that at Prince of Peace. And so are there two things in the message that made you think or sounded good or caused you to react in some way?
Yes, the passage, for the Lord is good, his love endures forever, his mercy is everlasting. Depending on what version you look at, and his faithfulness continues through all generations.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a passage that I have used for the purpose of my life.
Really? Okay.
And I just feel like it's extremely important. I think it's generational work, as Pastor called it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a responsibility that we've been given.
I agree.
And I just feel that we need to share the gospel message to pre-believers, but we also need to keep encouraging.
Build each other up.
Others of all generations.
Yep.
And the younger ones, yes.
But also the middles and the olders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because... And that brings me to the second reason that hit me.
Yeah.
Is he gave the different reasons that we need to do this. And the last reason he gave is because of believers losing their zeal.
Oh, yeah.
And I think of you've lost your first love. Was it Peter? I just think we can so easily... Maybe not completely lose that first love, but not have it as first.
It can become something that is almost tangential to who we are instead of who we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I think we as the older generation complain about the younger people not being involved and not... staying faithful to the Lord. And I started thinking about that. you know, that point, losing our zeal. And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's our fault too, because they don't see us really excited about what we have.
It's true.
So why
not
would,
always, yeah.
Why would they
find value in it?
Yeah. So we need to really keep our joy visible.
Right.
And share it.
Yeah.
And
not just a thing that you do because you're supposed to do it, right? Or it's always been done that way, but because it's a fantastic gift and it's a joy and it's something that we need. And we've learned in the years of experiencing this how much we actually do need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, why do I still feel excited about what the Lord has given? And I brought a couple props.
Yeah, you brought props to the podcast. All right, so what do you got?
Yeah, which doesn't make sense to bring it to audio.
We can explain what they are. All right.
But this is one thing I used. My niece and nephew asked me to read a passage at their wedding.
Okay.
And so I really wanted to make it meaningful.
Yeah.
So I looked and I saw my dad's Bible sitting there.
It's a well-worn Bible right there. Yeah.
And so I took this.
Yeah.
It's missing pages. It's a mess, really.
It is. Yeah. It's falling apart.
And I took that and read from it. So I could say this was your grandfather's.
Yeah.
David, you know, and I'm reading it from this for a reason.
Yeah.
I hope it's a lesson, and you know how faithful your grandfather was to the Lord.
Generational pass down thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's neat.
And brought him to tears.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It worked.
And he's focused on the Lord, thank God, and knowing that that's how to guide his family. Another thing I brought was something that was very meaningful to me.
Okay.
On my birthday before I came to Prince of
54
Peace.
54 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This was very timely.
It's a,
I framed
a
it,
picture frame that has a note in it, I see.
And it's handwritten.
Yeah.
It says, "Dear Faye, teach me thy way, Lord. I will walk in the truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name," from Psalm 86, verse 11. "Sincerely, Grandma Schwartz."
Oh.
And it struck me. It says sincerely.
Sincerely.
You know, which seems
a little formal.
Formal, yes. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, she was very serious
about
this.
She actually was sincerely telling you this. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then in the corner, she wrote, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not." And this just has really been a guide for me. And I'll have to say, Grandma Schwartz was not my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
But she always claimed me. My grandparents had died.
Oh, okay.
I only knew my grandma, and I think I was 3 when she died. But Grandma Schwartz had a number of grandchildren, but yet she ministered
claimed you
to me.
Too. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
which,
nice.
So I thought that was just a very special message to me as I'm starting a career. You know, a lot of times we pay attention to the younger children, and we might give notice to them on their birthdays and graduation.
Yeah.
Well, Lutheran Church confirmation was one end, graduation from high school was sort of another.
Yep.
And then we lose contact somewhat.
Yep.
And boy, do they need us then. And I found that they want us too.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think it's so important to keep in contact with as many of those young people as we can.
Yeah.
You know, especially, of course, relatives, but they don't have to be either.
Right, you can still claim them.
That's
like
right.
Like Grandma Schwartz claimed you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty special. And her claiming me was, she wanted to know that God claimed me.
Yeah. It's really cool. Switching gears a little bit then to a question that gets to know your personality a little bit. If you had a farm and could only raise one thing, plant or animal, what would it be and why?
I think someone gave you a clue.
No, I was just thinking about you. So what do you got?
Well, do you know that I do have a farm?
I do know you have a farm.
Okay.
All right. I know that because you told me, you gave me that clue when I first met you about a year ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I was blessed. I was blessed to be able to keep our family farm in Idaho.
Yeah.
And I go up there quite a bit. It's 107 years old,
goodness,
in fact.
Wow.
Planting. I've leased out the fields.
Okay.
So I'm not that attached to the planting.
Yeah.
Glad I don't have to work in the fields.
Yeah.
And what they plant.
Picking rocks was okay back 50 years ago, but not anymore.
Okay. Well, I didn't enjoy it back there, to tell you the truth, either.
Okay.
But yeah, we had to do that. And all I care now is that they rotate the crops to keep the soil
good, yeah.
Well, but my love is animals.
Okay.
Especially cows.
Cows. Okay. Why are cows your favorite?
They just have a personality. Huh. And probably because I grew up with cows and I was in 4-H and I had a calf of my own that I trained. And,
yeah.
And they're very trainable and they're loving. And
are they?
They become attached to one too.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how long did you have your calf?
Well, I was in 4-H with her just for a year, but then we kept her until my father quit milking.
Okay.
And he actually kept her till the end and finally asked if it would be okay.
Yeah.
If he would sell Queenie, because you have to be there morning and night.
Yeah.
And it was tying him down.
Take care of him. Yeah.
So of course,
yeah.
I said yes.
But yeah.
That was hard to.
I believe it.
Yeah. She was quite a pet.
And yeah. And you would have invested a lot of time into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have to add.
Yeah.
If I could have a little herd, I'd only want 20 or less.
Okay.
And they'd have to be Guernsey and Jersey.
Guernsey and Jersey. Those are not the spotted cows.
Not the Holsteins that are in
not the Holsteins.
Gathering place.
No, yeah, the Holsteins. Those are the spotted cows, correct? Yeah, so the Guernsey and Jersey.
Well, the black and white.
Yeah, the Guernsey, those are brown cows, right? Or brownish red cows?
Yeah, the Guernseys are a little bit reddish and the Jerseys brown and darker.
Yeah. Has to be one of those, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what you always grew up with? Is that why?
Partly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They just seem gentler.
Oh, okay.
And probably because that's what I mostly grew
up
with.
Yeah.
And dairy cows, because you didn't butcher them.
Yeah. Yep.
And but now I have the best at the farm. When I go there, there are cattle, usually a horse. Because I lease out the pasture.
Okay.
But they're mostly beef.
Okay.
Beef cows. So.
But at least you get to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't get real attached.
Yeah, it's true.
They're gone.
Yes. Yeah, they're serving a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Faye, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing everything. I really appreciate it.